actual fuck is going on with this whole politics business?
The stuff about me paddleboarding, nonsense. The sea was actually closed. It was a red notice.
You just can't call it.
We will not be caught with no clothes on.
I've always been a completely normal UK taxpayer.
Russia should go away and should shut up.
That's a dodgy view.
And if you've been to Peppa Pig World, who's been to Pads? I've anyone who's been to Peppa Pig World.
In December, I'll be in Beijing, opening up new pork markets.
I mean, seriously, besties. What the actual fuck?
Hiya, besties. This is a random midweek episode, I suppose. Oh, is it midweek yet? It's only Tuesday. I don't know. I'm trying to find a bottle opener in my kitchen. Because on the way home, I decided baby deserves some cider. Yes, she does. Aha. Well, I found a can opener. It's basically the same thing. Hold on, I'm putting you down a second. So you may be wondering what's going on, why are we getting an episode? Well, God, I'm really shit at opening bottles. This could take a while. I hope I don't like stab myself in the eye. That would be so unfortunate. There we go. I did it. I succeeded. So I've got Copperberg mixed fruit because she's a cheap queen. So, boom, nailed it. So, what's the tea? What's going on? Why am I doing this? Well, the leadership contest for the SNP Westminster leadership team has finished. So I thought I'd do a little episode and have a quick chat about that. It's been very, very smooth. There was no drama, really. There was no chaos, unlike other leadership contests I could mention. It was very dignified and cool. We love that from them. In the end, we had two teams running. So there was Stephen Flynn running as leader with Mary Black as the deputy candidate, and Alison Thulis and Stuart MacDonald on the other side. I liked pretty much all of the candidates, so I was in a pretty good position. I was like, okay, this is interesting. I did have a slight preference for Team Alison just because I would have been very interested to see a woman leading at Westminster as well. Although, because of how running mates have been chosen in this contest, effectively, whichever way you vote, there would be a woman in a senior position in the Westminster party, which I think is important. So, how did it end? What happened? Well, they had themselves a little hustings and then they went off to vote. And I was refreshing Twitter like a mad person. Like, can somebody give me some tea? Can somebody just log on and be messy and just tweet me some gossip? Like, I won't tell anyone. I won't snitch, I promise. Nobody did, which was very hateful if you ask me. And then... I found out I got a message in the group chat because I think it was announced, and then, you know, someone put it in the group chat and was like, oh my God, Stephen Flynn won. And I was like, oh, okay. So Stephen Flynn is the new Westminster leader for the SNP. Mary Black is the deputy. I want to share with you one of the first tweets that I saw announcing this. Because it sent me. So there is an account on Twitter which you may want to follow. It's at Political Trims, which chronicles the haircuts and hair journeys of politicians. And they tweeted... me. They tweeted, Stephen Flynn becomes the SNP's first bald Westminster leader. Yes, yes, I suppose that he has. Okay. Cute. It will be very interesting to see what this new team has to offer. In terms of opposition, the SNP has become quite famous, I suppose, for being incredibly effective in opposition at Westminster, and in some people's opinion, is effectively the real opposition, because some people find the Labour Party to be quite disappointing in that regard. We will see if that trend continues. I imagine that it will, because pretty much all of the candidates that were up for selection, every single person that was a part of the teams for this election, are people that are known for being incredibly effective at Westminster. So I imagine that regardless of which way this went, that same trend is going to happen. So that's good news. that's very good news, especially in a week when Keir Starmer is coming up with things like, hey, why don't we ban VPNs and why don't we tag asylum seekers? I feel like we need opposition that maybe are actually opposing things that the Tories might do. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be shady, I'm just saying. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, and very interesting to see Stephen Flynn's debut at Prime Minister's Questions tomorrow. He will be up against Rishi Sunak, of course, as his role as the new Westminster leader. So it will be interesting to see what happens, what shakes out. But you know what? Let me just say this. It's nice. It's just nice to see that parties can make decisions about leadership without being fucking messy and chaotic and leaking personal shit about each other and attacking each other in the press and doing all this shady fucking shit behind the scenes. It's nice that these decisions can be made in a dignified way. I appreciate that shit. I mean, I love mess. You know I love mess. But sometimes you just need something that's a bit chill. And that's what this was. And I appreciate that. Anyway, I'm gonna go because I need to go. I need to have some dinner. Can't just be drinking cider on an empty stomach. That's madness. I will catch you again at the weekend. Gonna have lots more tea for you. There's been a lot that's gone on, and it's only Tuesday, so I will catch you up with everything this weekend, and we'll just sit and we'll have a chat about it. It'll be fabulous. Love you, bye. Thanks for listening, bestie. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I will see you again next time for a new episode of What the Actual Fuck Is Going On With This Whole Politics Business.
The stuff about me paddleboarding, nonsense. The sea was actually closed. It was a red notice.
You just can't call it.
We will not be caught with no clothes on.
I've always been a completely normal UK taxpayer.
Russia should go away. It should shut up.
That's a dodgy view.
And if you've been to Peppa Pig World, who's been to Pads? I've anyone who's been to Peppa Pig World.
In December, I'll be in Beijing, opening up new pork markets.
I mean, seriously, what the actual fuck?